And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Good morning, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we want you to visit us at fredandjeff.com, where you can check out past shows, see pictures of our guests, and the shenanigans that we get into when we're not on the air. Visit us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. And we've been tweeting more frequently, Jeffrey.
You have been tweeting more frequently,
yeah, so,
Frederick.
And it's very nice. A lot of people have been retweeting us.
Oh, very good.
So I know that the tweets have gone out several times for this show. It's going to be a fun show today.
Good.
So, you know, we like talking about all the cool stuff going on in Tucson and Southern Arizona at this portion of the program. But let us not forget that 2012 is... the state's centennial year. We were formed or brought into the United States of America as a state on Valentine's Day in 1914. Jeff?
I'm not disagreeing with anything you've said.
No, I feel like I'm in an elementary school and I'm looking across at you and you're like playing with something over there. I'm like, Jeff, what did I just say?
You said that Arizona, blah, 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 blah.
Very nice. So... and there have been several centennial events, but now that it's coming close to Halloween in the fall, Apple Annie's has the Arizona Centennial Corn Maze going from September 29th through October 31st. 15 acres of corn, 6 miles of pathways, 3 levels of difficulty, and it's in the shape of our great state.
Awesome.
Of Arizona. So
that's very cool.
So go down to Wilcox to Apple Annie's and enjoy a great corn maze. Also, this Halloween, Nightfall at Old Tucson is happening, and that's going from September 28th through October 28th. And we still have, today is the last day to go and be Greek for the day over at the Tucson Greek Festival on Fort Lowell near Park or Mountains over there.
Mountain.
And that's a great time. And we have a couple Oktoberfest events. There's a Ski Valley on Mount Lemmon. October 14th, or right now through October 14th, every weekend is Oktoberfest on Mount Lemmon.
Perfect.
Not only that, but our friend Tom Hogan, who was here a couple weeks ago, that Oktoberfest is at High Corbett Field, September 27th through the 30th. And
the Optimists.
The Optimists.
Right.
And the Tucson Flamenco Festival is downtown at Casa Vicente on the 27th and 30th.
The Tucson Flamenco Festival.
Yeah.
At Casa Vicente.
Casa Vicente downtown.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
That it's spectacular.
Have you been?
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, this festival it's a major production. I mean, there's all sorts of dancers that will be there. But if you go to Casa Vicente on a regular Friday, Saturday night, they do flamenco every single week. So if you've been to Casa Vicente and you've enjoyed that flamenco, then think of this as flamenco on steroids and have a good time at Casa Vicente.
And, you know, the Roots and Rhythm concert series has kicked off as well.
That's right.
So
and we're trying to get, you know, unfortunately, the way our program works, it's hard to get some of those artists here just because of their travel schedules.
Well, the Tucson Folk Festival is coming up. Tucson Folk Music Festival is coming up. And the Tucson Blues Music Festival is coming up. So I think they're going to send us over either some folk musicians or some blues musicians.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping
for. Yeah, that we can have on the show. And
Tucson Eat Yourself is coming up.
That's right.
And it's in like almost a month or maybe 3 weeks from now. Is Tucson Meet Yourself downtown.
Which is always a great time.
Always a great time. The Taming of the Shrew, Shakespeare in the Park, is happening at Hemel. And that's going this weekend. Tonight you can go down and see that tonight. But it's also for the next few weekends down at Hemel Park. Tucson Roller Derby, Jeffrey, your favorite of all sports. The first bout of the season, September 26th at their new facility. And
where's their new facility, Fred?
It's out on
See, yeah, this is radio. You just can't say, hey, and go to their new facility and not give addresses.
I was actually going to get to that.
Liar. I saw you already moved to another piece of paper.
I'll tell you the address. It's 1145 East Valencia.
But
at the end, I have one more thing to announce. At the end of all these announcements, I was going to say, if you go to fredandjeff.com, all this information will be there.
Right, but how do you come up with, how do you censor all the things that are going on? Why isn't, are there other things going on in southern Arizona that you're not talking about?
Yeah.
How is it that you pick those five or six things?
Because I think those are the five or six things that I'll probably be going to.
So what if people out there don't think those are the five or six cool things? What if there are other cool things?
Then they go to friendjeff.com, they check on the events button, and they're taken to the Metropolitan Tucson Pima, MTCVB, Convention Visitor Bureau.
Yes. One of our fine sponsors.
They have a comprehensive event list that goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks, months and years.
Months, right.
So they can get a line on all the great stuff going on in Tucson and Southern Arizona.
Right.
The last thing we want to remind folks about.
In addition to Arizona athletics, those Wildcats, God love them.
Hi, Jeffrey. So the last thing before the break is the 5th Annual Texas Hold'em Poker Party, Friday, October 12th, 2012. And that's going to be supporting Angel Charities 2012 beneficiaries, which is our Family Services and the Tucson Nursery School.
Very cool.
So take it away, Jeff.
No, that's it. So, folks, lots and lots of stuff going on here in Tucson at the end of the year. As our summer turns into winter.
Just starting. I mean, even though we had tons of stuff going on during the summer, it's picking up now, and even more. It's like, increasing tenfold.
I thought you said I could take it away.
All right, go ahead. Oh, did you go to the bug and caterpillar thing?
You know what? We didn't. We actually went to the Beads of Courage 5K run down in Tubac. Phenomenal, unbelievable event. Tons and tons of people. Tons of little kids. Mia, our daughter, actually won the 1 mile run for the girls. She came in first for the little girls.
Oh, I thought she won like the crank award.
She wins that every day. That's not true. I love my little beanie. But no, that's where we went to. And by the time we were done with that event, which was fantastic, Larry was the official, starter of that race, which was very cool. We were done. So we traveled all the way back to Tucson, and we had to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get out at to get to Tubac by 6. So the chitlins needed a little break, and Mom and Dad needed a little nap. So we missed the Bug Festival.
Oh, very nice.
But we'll get to the next one.
Yeah, they have it monthly except for December.
That's right. So, all right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We got a great show, as we always do. At least we think that. So stick around for lots more fun here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
The Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Why are we proud to live in Tucson?
Because our tapestry of heritage and culture attracts interest from around the world.
While our vibrant community of artists lifts our spirits and sparks our imagination.
Because downtown Tucson is coming to life.
Because you can dress down for the rodeo in the morning and dress up for the theater at night.
Because an army of entrepreneurs and small business owners help fuel our economy.
This is my Tucson, and together we thrive.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that will exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. a house of light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating all the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful.
That's right, Fred.
And Jeff, we're inviting people to visit us at friendjeff.com. You can visit or visit us and see.
Woo! Check out the website past shows. You can download past shows. You can go to iTunes, download shows onto your iPod, and listen to them in your car.
The last 25 shows are on iTunes, and you can actually subscribe for free.
That's right. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Absolutely. And if you go to our website now, fredandjeff.com, you can see who are the information, the links for the folks we're talking to this morning. We're talking to Patty Valance and Bryn Baylor.
Hello.
Who are responsible for, well, actually,
they're responsible for many things.
Actually,
Bryn's the trustee. I am just the admin.
Okay, so Patty's the administrator for I always get this wrong. The Tucson, Fire Foundation of Greater Tucson.
You got it wrong again.
No.
Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
All right, well, I got four words. I just didn't get them in the right order.
But I should say that Patty's not just administrative assistant. She's kind of the
cook and bottle washer.
Yes, exactly.
I'm the hamster that makes it turn.
Nice. That's a great term. The hamster
Let's
that makes it turn.
Let's go for another metaphor here.
So we are the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, and you can find us on Facebook also as Tucson Fire Foundation, and you can look at our website, which is greatertucsonfirefoundation.org.
Right.
Yeah, Patty, you've been on the show before,
mm-hmm.
and we've been with Mike McKendrick, and we've talked about different events that the foundation has put on to support not only the firefighters themselves, but the families. You do training, you buy equipment, all the things that are, can't be purchased for whatever reason by the various fire districts. You guys fill in the gap.
Well, we're here. The Fire Foundation was created in order to literally fill the gap between what city tax dollars could be used for and what locals could do. And much of what we are about is health and human services. We represent firefighters and their families throughout the greater Tucson region. So you're looking at 1,700 firefighters and their families.
It's not just the Tucson Fire Department.
No, absolutely not. We've provided support for as far south as Nogales. They had a recent incident where one of their firefighters was killed in a road rage incident, and we provided some support for Nogales.
That's nice. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the genesis? What was the genesis of this foundation, and why is it?
Well, essentially, the foundation exists to assess and respond to the needs of the fire service.
Okay, but my question, though, Patty, is
how did it get started?
Yeah, I mean, and why haven't we had a foundation for the last 50 years for these people?
I think what happened was that senior staff was looking at a number of people, a record number of firefighters retiring. And so that got them thinking in terms of the needs of the fire service family that between the economic times and budget cuts couldn't currently be met by city tax dollars or district tax dollars. And so they looked at a way to create a sustainable funded program, and that's where the foundation came about. And essentially what we hope to be is an endowment fund so that we aren't just raising money on a regular basis for operating expenses, but that we are raising money that essentially exists in an endowment fund, which is like a rock that sits in the middle of the river, and it never moves. And only the interest is ever spent, the principal isn't. So we're really looking for and hoping to gain legacy gifts so that we can build that endowment fund.
That's wonderful. And why is it that this was never done before in the past? Firefighters have died, have been injured on the job before. What happened to them and their families?
Well, there are a number of organizations locally and nationally that support fallen firefighters.
Okay.
And support families of fallen firefighters and support firefighters who've been injured. The Fire Foundation does not do that.
Okay.
We do not represent individuals per se. We don't have a granting function. What we do is we listen to the needs of the fire service community, and then we try to develop an appropriate response. And let me give you an example. 23% of all line of duty deaths occur when a firefighter becomes entrapped in a collapsed building. The wires and the ducting that come down from those ceiling panels get wrapped on their SBAs, they become entrapped, they run out of air, and they die.
What's an SBA?
It's that self-contained breathing apparatus that they wear on their back. So 23% of all firefighter-related deaths nationally occur from entrapment. So what we looked at was, how can we respond to that particular need? So, for example, your firefighters, they carry personal tools to rescue you. They don't carry a tool to rescue themselves. So we worked with Granger Industrial, and we worked with Klein Tools out of Chicago, and came up with a firefighter-specific tool, which essentially is just a simple cable cutter, but it's an extrication tool that every firefighter can then carry on their body. So in the event that they are trapped, they have a means by which they can extricate themselves. And we were able to put those extrication tools, those cable cutters, which were made in America, in the hands of 1,700 firefighters in southern Arizona.
Did you guys develop those tools? Or was there a tool out there that was available, you just went out and found it?
Exactly. That's what we did. We found a tool, a simple cable cutter manufactured by Klein Tools out of Chicago.
And you guys got them?
Yep.
Paid for them and made sure every firefighter had one?
Yes, sir.
That's outstanding.
Yes, sir.
I think one of the important things to remember about when an SCBA, the air tank runs out for a firefighter, it's kind of like a diver underwater, their air tank running out. And just imagine, a scuba diver getting trapped underwater, having their air tank run out, because that's really what we're talking about, is someone suffocating, in a fire. It's pretty dramatic, horrible stuff.
So what we were able to do was put an extrication cutter in the hands of every firefighter in southern Arizona. And the interesting thing is, because you always look at, when you're doing fundraising, you look at sustainability. So every fire district and every fire department that received those cable cutters has agreed in perpetuity that as they get new members, they can personally fund those. That will be part of their equipment package.
How much does a cable cutter cost?
The cable cutter is a $33 retail product.
Wow, that's crazy. $33.
Yeah. But it's the potential. It's really priceless.
To save a life, right? Yeah, absolutely.
It's priceless. It doesn't have a price tag. Mm-hmm. But by working with Granger and by working with Klein, we were able to reduce that price point to something that was affordable, because we ended up buying, 1,700 tools.
Yeah, but my point is $3,300 to save a life of a firefighter is nothing.
You're
and
right.
So you take that number south to $20 or $15, that's money well spent.
And that was an idea that came not from the Fire Foundation, but that came out of the field. So it goes back to what the mission of the Fire Foundation is, which is to assess and respond. So we also have a vision statement. And in our vision statement, the Fire Foundation is all about history and the present and the future. So in terms of history, one of the kind of really cool things we have is a 1923 American LaFrance fire engine that was actually in service to the city of Tucson from 1923 through 1946. And if you remember John Dillinger and his gang when they were captured at Hotel Congress.
Yeah, he still owes me $20, I think.
Yeah, he does.
Well, that fire truck was the fire truck in service at the time of the fire.
Wow.
And we were able to acquire it and purchase it, and it is now being restored.
Where was it?
This one was actually in the hands of a private collector in El Paso, Texas. And its sister, the ladder truck, was found in a field up in Flagstaff. So through serial numbers, they were able to identify those two vehicles, which have consecutive serial numbers. And one of them is being cannibalized to create the ladder's being cannibalized to be used as parts for the 1923, which will be totally restored and drivable on the streets for parades or, you know, whatever you would like to see it used for in the fall of next year.
That's great.
Awesome. Now, you said earlier that part of the mission is also the health and welfare of these firefighters. And if I remember correctly, when we talked a few months ago, there was a fundraiser to support lifestyle programming, if I remember, health training for the firefighters.
Yeah, there's a program. Firefighters, and I'm not a firefighter, so I'm talking to you as a layperson. Firefighters apparently have unique training needs because of the unique physical nature of their job.
Right, they have to learn how to make chili. They have to learn how to wash Dalmatians. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're spoofing me. So their physical needs are different. Therefore, the physical training that they need to stay healthy and fit on the job is also unique. There are 100 firefighter deaths, cardiovascular related deaths in the country every year. And
this is on the job?
It could be on the job or could be a result, a cardiac event as a result of having been on the job. But there's
stress.
100 deaths a year.
Wow.
So one of the things that we took a look at was fitness training for firefighters, and it's a peer program where firefighters are trained and they get nationally certified to train other fire service employees in a healthy physical sort of way. And the last program that we ran, we were able to train 32 firefighters from 10 different fire districts in this personal fitness training program and get them all certified.
That's great. So you guys are not only buying this equipment to help these guys and gals stay alive, but you're also helping them with their fitness so they can do their job better and lead a longer life.
So, for example, if the city of Tucson had purchased that fitness program, it would be $25,000. So it's about $25,000 per department or per district. So you can't expect every department and district to be able to afford that. So by us providing training to 10 different fire service districts and departments, essentially we probably saved the taxpayers close to $250,000.
Oh, absolutely. Is this program continue? I mean, so are you teaching guys and gals within the program to be able to teach it to other folks?
Exactly. It's self-sustaining.
Wonderful. Self-sustaining. That's what
That has long-term payback because you're making or helping the firefighters to live healthier lives, which then reduces time off or injuries or any of that kind of stuff.
It's a wellness plan on steroids.
Well, and it's the kind of thing where Foundation, we've got a huge waiting list for the next class, but we've got to raise $25,000 to make it happen.
All right. Well, we haven't even barely scratched the surface, and we've got to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. So, folks, stick around. We got to hear the fabulous news, the wonderful things that are going on outside of Tucson.
And a big old book coming online.
And a big old book coming online. So stick around here on the Fred and Jeff Show because we'll be right back in about 2.5 minutes.
Can Bobby love? Money and money, love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too.
Congress Street opens and construction slows down. It's never been easier to enjoy downtown.
With more than 15,000 spaces, it's a breeze to find parking while you're downtown.
You can enjoy everything from world-class cuisine to great casual dining. Take in a show or explore dozens of galleries and museums.
Have a night on the town with the best nightlife around. Shop at amazing stores with unique and fashionable goods in Tucson's downtown.
Fun you won't find anywhere except downtown. Support your locally owned business downtown.
See more at Tucson. See more at going down on Tucson.org. See more at downtowntucson.org. What a cheese.
Well, you know, come on.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Dave Fitzsimmons, cartoonist here. I figured since you can buy politicians so easily these days, why not rent an entire party? So I contacted Arizona Party Rental, and they said, that's not what we do. Well, guess what I found out? I found out they rent everything you need to throw a party. You know, I'm the kind of guy who likes getting married so often, it's good to know. Planning a party or a special event? Check him out at ArizonaPartyRental.net. Now, every time I get married, I call on Arizona Party Rental. If you're like me and you say I do more often than Larry King, call on Arizona Party Rental. And unlike Uncle Sam, they understand what a tight budget means.
Thanks a lot, David. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Do what Fitzsimmons does. Draw your own conclusions. Visit Arizona Party Rental today on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And we are back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother Jeff.
Some crazy stuff going on out there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. And we are celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so blasted wonderful.
Absolutely. And folks, don't forget to stick around after our show because Crazy Dave Sitton is coming on.
It's the Dave Sitton...
Hours of Powers.
Yeah, I was just saying Hours of Power. I can't remember how many hours he's on.
Now, plenty. Plenty. 3 hours of Dave Sitton. You know, you'd think you get too much of friend Jeff. Wait till Dave comes on.
Yeah, I can really... Well, no.
No, we love Dave. Dave has a great message, so make sure you stick around for Dave's show.
So visit us at friendjeff.com and follow us on Twitter.
Like us on Facebook and download us on iTunes. Carry us around on your iPod. You'll have us wherever you go, and you'll feel great about what you do.
That's right, Jeff.
You know, so, we're a feel-good group.
So true. And we forgot to mention at the top of the show, we have stuff to give away.
Did we?
Yeah.
We forgot. See, the first part of the show is really your part of the show.
No, it's
because you get to edit what you want to say, who you want to promote. Me, I just stand here and look at my phone.
Yeah, not pay attention.
Don't you never invite me.
You know, I'm gonna start like putting things in to see if you even catch them.
That would be good. Like put in like, you know, like the Onion, you know, that funny news service,
exactly.
The Onion. We could say, yeah, and you know, on the 29th of September,
if you
there's
going to
be a
house.
Dog rally at Fred's house. Make sure you bring your dogs and big giant air horns. It'll be a good time.
That's
all kicking off at 6:30 a.m.
at Jeff's house. Well, yeah, we're going to give away some roses from Mayfield Florist. We have pizza and craft beer from 1702.
Right, a $25 gift certificate.
And what else are we giving away nowadays?
That's enough.
Is it?
Well, for now.
Okay.
We can give away more stuff, but then what do we get?
Well, nothing, because we're giving it all away.
The undying love of our listeners. That's what you're supposed to say.
Oh, the undying...
The gratitude of our fans.
Well, no, we don't give things to we don't buy our love, Jeffrey.
Is that a Beatles song?
Yeah, Can't Buy Me Love?
Yes.
Yeah, it is a Beatles song.
All right.
There's also a movie.
So our guest today.
In studio from the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, got it right.
Thank you.
Is Patty Valance, who's the Madame.
Wow.
Raising that one.
So we've got a new show going on. That's so Patty, tell us about the girls.
No, see, I can't read. I don't know words. She is like the grand dame of the foundation.
Excuse me, age? Ageism?
Oh, man, Fred.
She's the
you need to pull that size 10 and a half double E out of your mouth.
She is the pixie-ish ponytailed schoolgirl of the foundation.
Oh, that's wonderful. That one I'll take.
Oh, boy.
And Bryn Baylor, who's one of the members of the trustees.
And only Bryn.
Indeed.
And Bryn.
And the fabulous Bryn Baylor.
Hey, project was a book that could not not have been written without Bryn.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we need to go back and talk about what it is.
Rewind,
exactly. So, well, before we get to the book, this is leading into the book.
But it's painful, Fred.
No, it's not painful.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I want Patty to explain, I want you to explain a little bit about yourself, because I think if people get a sense of who you are, what makes you tick, it leads right into how this book was created, and I think it's important that people know that.
I don't know what makes me tick. I have no idea.
Patty, where are you from?
Okay, I'm originally from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
You want me to do the voice?
No.
You want to go to the bar and have a beer, eh?
A little sister and brother-in-law and nephew are in Wisconsin.
So you're originally from Wisconsin. What brought you to Southern Arizona?
A relocation. And I've been fortunate to be here for 12 years.
The CIA.
Yeah,
she's a witness. So you're the witness.
Yeah, what brought you here? Oh, I relocated. Yeah, but why did you relocate is the question.
That's classified.
Okay, so it was a witness protection program.
So you're right. Releasing Patty Valance.
And she may be a grand dame.
And I really don't have a ponytail. So what happened was that I have been a stay-at-home mommy and full-time volunteer for the past 25 years, and I've been involved in a tremendous number of volunteer projects from the time that we lived in California until the time that we relocated to Tucson, and they have all been just incredible projects. And I got involved with the Tucson Fire Foundation essentially to help them develop the concept of what a foundation was, and now I do a lot of administrative work for them. And I have been fortunate enough to be allowed to do a couple ride-alongs with actual fire departments, vehicles, and staff, and that's where this latest project came from.
Can I ask you a question?
Sir.
And this is kind of off topic a bit, because
that's how we are.
Totally how we are. But one of the things that I'd like you to share with our listeners is how you, as a mom, as a community volunteer, as a neighbor, as a wife, as a friend, how would you pick organizations to spend your very limited and precious time with? I mean, how would you pick those organizations?
When you volunteer, and that's what I'm really comfortable at speaking to, mm-hmm. When you volunteer, you have to volunteer with a cause that gives you passion, whether it's volunteering with your children's school, with your religious community, whether it is part of an outreach program, whether it's about an opportunity to create a source of sustainable funding for the causes that you believe in, you have to follow your passion. It's like it's like your job. You know, if you love what you do, you will always be satisfied. And I love giving back.
And see, I think that's one of the things that makes Tucson a phenomenal community, is we have so many people like you and Bryn who give back their time to the community to make it a better place to live.
Well, and there's also the cultural, but there's also the cultural, you know, aspect of philanthropy from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily have to be able to write a check. You don't necessarily even have to be able to give of your time, though that's the most precious commodity. But you can also have the philanthropy of your heart, which is that politeness, that please and thank you and that courtesy and saying to other people, you know, when you say to them, hey, how are you? Really caring about what that answer is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that spirit of philanthropy exists in all of us, and I would love for us to be able to nurture and develop and empower that.
Good for you. I applaud everybody out there that does that. And I would hope that our next generations are learning from examples that you are making, because you know, not only are you doing good work today, but the good work you're doing today will proliferate for years to come. And if your kids see what you're doing, that's kind of where they, you know, that's where kids first pick up being philanthropic is in the home.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you.
And, well, I just, there are a lot of volunteers out there within the community. And in my heart, you know, they are unsung heroes, you know. And I just really think that if I could do it in the studio, I would applaud.
Good for you. All right, so tell us about your book. Tell us about this project.
Yeah, so we were sharing the other day. You provided me with an advanced copy. I felt so professional, a media person getting advanced copies of things. But you were talking about how you had been doing the ride-alongs, and you just got off one shift, and all of a sudden...
I'd been doing ride-alongs with three different stations and lots of different amazing experiences. And when I do a ride-along, I sit very carefully and I don't touch anything and I don't get out of the truck. And I had the opportunity to watch our firefighters in action, not just like a drive-by, what are they doing to that person, you know, in that car accident, but actually see what they do and feel that, you know, when that siren or that bell, whatever that noise is that goes off, and they drop whatever they are doing to rush to somebody who they don't know, who will never be able to say thank you or acknowledge their gift, I got to see a little slice of that world. And I came home, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting on the patio, and I could not sleep because I kept revisiting all these experiences I'd had over the last few days. And this little tiny, precious book poured out of my soul.
Well, so tell us about the book. Well, one question, though, before you tell us about the book, and because we got one segment left and we only have about 2 minutes before we have to take a quick break. Calling them firefighters is not really true anymore. They're not really just firefighters, are they?
You know, I'm a layperson.
But
I can't even begin to imagine everything that they do. And part of what this book is about is trying to help the children of our community and the parents of our community understand how very, very special these people are.
Right. They're not just out there fighting fires, because when you see them extracting someone from a smashed car, when you see them responding to all kinds of things in addition to fires, all they're doing is helping people, saving lives, literally saving lives. The police protect, these guys and gals save lives.
And they do it with that philanthropy from the heart. These are people who are born to wear blue. And that's what the book is all about. The firefighting community, how extraordinary they are, what integrity and what passion and what compassion they have for their communities to serve every day.
All right, that's awesome. Okay, quick break.
Actually, the name of the book is Born to Wear Blue.
Cool. Quick break, and we'll be right back with the rest of the show and Brent and Patty, so come right back.
What is love? 5 feet of heaven and the bluest tides. And what a pretty smile that shows you a dimple when she talks. What is love?
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, 5starTermite.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Ronstadt from Ronstadt Insurance and the Fred and Jeff Show. Healthcare reform is a reality, and it's very, very confusing. So give myself and my staff a call at Ronstadt Insurance at 520-721-4848, and we'll help you figure out what healthcare reform means to you, your employees, and your family. Ronstadt Insurance, we are pioneers in good service. Give us a call at 520-721-4848. 321-4848.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony's Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger, cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Power Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
And welcome back. This is Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother.
Is it now?
Little brother. Yeah, I didn't remember what my last name was. I'm here with my little brother Jeff, and we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so wonderful. We're sitting here with Patty Valance and Bryn Baylor from the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation, and we're talking about Born to Wear Blue. Patty, you were finished before we took the last break. We were talking about how this book, sort of the genesis of the book. So you get this idea, you're sleepless after these ride-alongs, and what do?
I am inspired by the men and women of the fire service. Maybe everybody is born to do the job that they do, but they do a job that I don't think most people could do, and most people
or
can imagine.
Or want to do.
Or
it's a scary
imagine.
Job.
And you know what? They're not afraid. Can I share a passage, one of the stanzas from the book with you?
Sure, absolutely. No, we actually want you to read the whole thing.
Oh, be quiet.
What is it, dynamic?
Did you raise your hand before you spoke?
What?
Did you raise your hand before you spoke so I could call on you?
Well, you're a pigtailed pixie girl. I think I'm your senior.
I'm feeling some sort of, I don't know, some sort of...
tension here.
Tension in this room.
Hey, right now it's all about me. No.
Yes, okay, we figured that out, Patty.
So here's the stanza in the book that speaks really to my heart and resonates. They do the right thing no matter how tough, because doing the right thing is still right when it's rough. They grew up to be firefighters. That's what they do. Ready to rescue, save me, and save you.
That is very cool. You wrote this, Patty?
I did.
Have you written children's books before?
I've done a lot of writing, a lot of marketing, a lot of social action work over the years. And
so that's a yes?
Yes.
All right.
I've never published a book before.
Well, and what's the critical component of getting a good kid's book published?
I think it's having a good editor.
And did you know one?
Ah. Set you up for that one, Bryn. It's about making sure that your message has clarity, and Bryn was it.
Bryn.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Well,
because we know you graduated from South Point with Fred.
Indeed, I did.
But that's a detriment to your resume.
But what have you done in your professional life?
Well, you know, after graduating from South Point, I went to the U of A and graduated from the School of Journalism. From there, I went immediately to the Arizona Daily Star, where I spent 19 long, long years. Ended up leaving that and doing some other stuff. But I've always, you know, writing has always been my first love, and I kind of specialize in writing about police and fire. So this was just a really natural to get involved with the foundation. And when I found out that Patty was doing this book, in fact, she sent me a copy of it online, which I read late at night and went, this is awesome. This is great stuff. And I felt really... It sounds cheesy, but I felt really honored to be able to work with her on this. It's just something that's a real passion for her, and you can feel it in the words, and the illustrations are fabulous.
Yeah, and where did this illustrator come from? These pictures are wonderful.
I think she was from Russia, correct?
Mm-hmm. And how did you know her, Patty? Brent, did you know her?
Well, that was from the Witness Protection Program.
Also.
The Russian connection.
Let me just say that the internet is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the illustrations are fabulous. So now the two of you have put this fabulous children's book together. What are we going to do with it?
Well, we hope that it will be a source of sustainable funding for foundation initiatives. We like doing novel fundraising.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. You said foundation initiatives? This book won't just help the Tucson Fire Foundation?
No. In fact, Bryn and I have signed away the inventory. We've gifted that to the foundation and signed away all commercial and intellectual property rights to the foundation. And so this will be, if it becomes a source of revenue, will be a source of revenue for the Fire Foundation.
And can other foundations, other fire foundations, do that as well?
We tried to think how this public safety message could be best used. And what we decided was that the public safety message that's contained in the very back of the book is totally customizable. So any fire department, any fire district around the country can purchase the book, you know, bulk buy it in wholesale prices and customize their public safety message, sell it, and make money for their own.
So things that don't happen in Tucson that may happen in, you know, North Carolina, they can take that, what happens there, customize the back of this book and distribute it to their kids and make a huge impact.
Absolutely. That's the goal. And if there are
fabulous
images that those other fire service districts need that we do not have currently commissioned and sitting on the pantry shelf at the publisher, all they have to do is let us know.
You guys are amazing.
Well, right now the back of the book is kind of a primer, I guess you'd say, for how to dial 911, what to say, and when it's appropriate to dial 911. But a fire department that wants to customize it and say, talk about, I don't know, flash flood safety or, you know, the importance
stranger
of...
Stranger danger.
Yes, exactly. Any, that's the really
Fred's
cool
Fred's familiar
thing
with that one.
They can kind of... that they can make it, you know, their own publication, which is, you know, pretty cool.
That's very cool. You kicking this book off. You're going to have a grand kickoff for this book.
We are.
I mean, are we literally holding on to the only three publicly available copies right now?
Well, unless you were at the trunk of my car.
Okay.
I'm carrying them around.
When's the big kickoff?
The big kickoff is at the Jewish Community Center on Sunday, September 30th from 1 until 3.
Next week.
It's free and open to the public.
So next week at the JCC from 1 to 3. You're going to... Go ahead, Brian.
I was just saying, and the address is...
And the address is... It's like North Dodge and River
it's
Road.
River and Alvernon.
River and Alvernon, okay.
And the event, the kickoff event is co-sponsored by Rural Metro Fire Service, Southern Arizona Operations, and the JCC.
That's fabulous. And what will you guys be doing at the kickoff?
We've got a bunch of things planned. There's actually a real formal presentation that includes honor guard and the Pledge of Allegiance and a blessing, you know, an invocation, some welcome and introduction remarks, and we've got some people coming to talk about 911 safety. We've got the fire truck party rental company coming with their fire truck and their inflatables. We've got just a whole bunch of great, friendly kid activities.
Well, and a celebrity reader.
Oh, and a celebrity reader, Dan Maries. Dan Maries, the evening anchor on KOLD Channel 13, Tucson News Now, is also a foundation trustee, and he is the official reader, the official voice of Born to Wear Blue. And Dan, if you don't know, was a Wildlands firefighter.
No, we didn't know that.
Yep.
Did not.
So now we know how they picked him instead of you, Fred.
That's right.
Because the only fires you fought are what? The ones you've created?
Fred right. has a voice. Wait,
you know, I got to tell you something. I worked 14 years on an ambulance.
I know you did.
So I know all about this kind of stuff.
Well, and tell us about that, Fred.
People get hurt and we run and help them. Well, you know, I do.
See, you know, wait a second. That, what Fred just said, is kind of a microcosm of the thought process behind these folks mm-hmm. that are out there. They don't have any concern for themselves, typically. They're doing whatever they're doing. Someone got hurt. We got to go get them. We got to go help them.
But there's an old adage about, you know, when the big explosion goes off, these guys are the ones running towards the noise.
Right, not away.
Everyone else is running away from it.
Right. That's a very, very, very good adage.
Yeah.
It's true. So,
absolutely.
So a lot of folks don't know you worked 14 years on an ambulance.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Paramedic.
Had
a lot of firefighters who are friends.
Yeah, actually, when I was on the city council, had a lot of good times with the firefighters. Well, you and I grew up around all these guys too.
Oh,
I
mean, yeah.
We had the family business, but right now Fireball is at Station 1, and we go hang out with him every once in a while.
My neighbor's Kenny Ramsden, chief down at Station Number 1.
Yeah.
So yeah, we love the firefighters. These guys, without them, we'd be in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
And this book is all about the integrity and their courage and their commitment to serving the communities they live in,
which is so unsung. The only time I think you really get a lot of press is when someone gets hurt, and that's a shame.
When one of the firefighters or public safety people get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, you never hear all the good stuff, how they protected someone, how they helped somebody, and they're doing that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And it's not only the responding to 911 calls. They go into the schools. They're providing education, programming for all sorts of folks across the board.
Yeah. So I, every once in a while, and quite often actually, I think the Tucson Police Foundation has a great bumper sticker that says "Thank a Cop." And I used to have a car, and I drove around with those, and I think it got me out of a couple tickets. So I want to thank every cop that never stopped me speeding when I had that on there. But I mean, this is your way of thanking a firefighter.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That's outstanding. I mean, it's a great book.
And if you can, please follow us to give us a quick like on Facebook under Born to Wear Blue. And we also have borntowearblue.org.
And those links will be available if you go to friendjeff.com. You'll have those links. And then also we'll be promoting the show.
And what can you do at borntowearblue.org? What can you do there?
You can look at more of Veronica's delightful images and order the book.
Uh-huh. what are you selling the book for?
So Brent's also the marketing.
Marketing genius. Because we didn't have that answer. Or we didn't have that question. How much are you selling the book for, Patty?
The book is priced at $10, and the proceeds benefit the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation.
Awesome.
Sweet. So we want to give stuff away, but let's just give Bryn and Patty a dozen roses from Mayfield Florists for doing such a great work celebrating our public safety.
Yeah, and you and I will keep the pizza and beer.
Sweet. Yeah, we'll have some pizza and beer ourselves.